keeping that in mind, when we have products that are such high tech as this, the questions and the comments that come in for these products get to be pretty diverse. So before we jump into a couple pages of questions that you folks have so graciously submitted, and if you send me anything after, let's say, 2 o'clock p.m. East Coast time yesterday, I apologize, I can't get into the internet for some reason this morning, so I'm going to go with what I've got. But, Dave, let's talk about where Neekin is now. You've been with the company, I think, about the same 10 years I have. What, we've talked like 15 years or something, right?
Yeah, it's, maybe a little bit more.
Maybe a little more.
I don't know if you want to, if you want me to talk at all, Vance, or if you want to do all the talking.
Oh, I don't, but I just want to have you as the guest, and I'm going to do all the talking. I'd like to hear myself talk, you know.
You know what? I'm just sitting here sipping on my coffee and thinking, you can do the whole show.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. My call, I wanted to all be all about me. Yeah, there we go. Dave, you originally came on board. Some people know this trivial piece of information, some people don't, but you originally came on when Neekin was in the process of your background is in chemistry, right?
Correct. My undergraduate degree is in chemistry.
So you're one of those analytical guys that, you know, plays with everything and tries to figure it out, and then if you can't figure it out, you figure it out anyway.
Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things that that Dr. Naidu and I talked about with Ann Vodak when we were on the Beauty and Two Geeks tour for the Osteodense was how developed spiritually the analytical geeks get.
Uh-huh.
And that, in fact, it is not contradictory for somebody who is a science nut to also understand that the more we know, the more we appreciate just how miraculous the world around us. So, yeah, I guess I should say I'm an analytical type, but I think I also have a spiritual component that would surprise you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's so much truth in that. The other day I met a gal that I've been talking on the phone for months, one of my volunteer projects with our seniors group out here in our community, and she specifically waited at the Grange where I was going to meet her until I got there, and she stuck out her hand, and I said, look at Pat, you know, we've known each other too long, even though we'd never met in person, and I said, I don't really do that. So I went to give her a hug, and she said, oh, your dad taught me how to hug the right way. And I chuckled. I said, you know, Pat, there is a science behind that. She said, yeah, your dad explained that to me. And I'm like, my dad's getting scientifical. Wow, this is really exciting stuff. But keeping that in mind, knowing that there is Neekin's products don't just, you know, you guys don't just throw a bunch of stuff in a hat and, you know, pull out the rabbit and say, okay, let's run with this and see how far it takes us. When we look at the fact that the Jade Greenzymes right now is Neekin's number one seller, and then right behind that is the MagSteps, the insoles, there's obviously some technological breakthroughs when you take a simple project like Jade Greenzymes and introduce it to us, and then you combine that with the education, which Dr. Gordon Pedersen did a wonderful job during his tenure with us to educate us on the magnitude of that single product. What, you know, looking at, you know, the four different quadrants, nutritional, rest and relaxation, fitness, and then the environment, where do you, in your position, seeing what we've already got and seeing that, I mean, we got the complete wellness home and it can only be improved on by tweaking the existing products, how do you look at the future of where we could be going? And, I mean, because I'm sure you probably get a few product suggestions every week, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that on average I probably get 30. No, I'm not being funny. I probably get 30 bona fide product suggestions a week where people either write me letters or email me and send me references or send me full-blown descriptions of technologies and or ideas that they would like me to look at. And what I tell people is the truth, I follow every one of them all the obviously I don't take every suggestion, but you never know which ideas are going to bear fruit and which ones are not. So it's impossible to say, hey, I'm not going to do this, or you look at it and you go, oh, that's... And I think the basis of scientific thought and scientific investigation is that you are objective and open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think that's why when I first started with Nikan, you talked about the early days. I was originally a consultant on regulatory. Tom Watanabe asked me to come on board as a consultant in order to vet all of the literature, all the printed materials, to make sure that they were technically and scientifically accurate, as well as within the boundaries of the federal regulations in the U.S. and in Canada. And, you know, that evolved into the position that I'm in today, but it did so with open-mindedness. And when we first started, it was very rare to have a medical professional at any of our gatherings. And when I first started to do my speaking, besides the fact that I was probably the quintessential soporific, I was able to put people asleep in 5 minutes or less. And I'm not joking. It was pretty dismal. I would look out there. If there was a doctor in the audience, if there was a nurse or a chiropractor in the audience, I blanched. I thought, are they going to attack me? Is this going to be a problem? Are they going to challenge the science? Are they going to do that? And now we have literally tens of thousands of MDs and medical professionals who not only embrace the technology, who not only understand that this is really the way to start, this is really the way to go. We have docs like David Silverman in Gaithersburg area, that was one of the stops on the success tour, who hosts the event. I mean, here's a physician who's in charge and organizing it and recruiting people and, you know, getting people to come and show up and explaining the technologies. And it's extremely gratifying to see that the true scientist out there is open enough to embrace all different kinds of ideas and all different kinds of technologies, and understands that we can use objective criteria to make sure that, in fact, they do what we say they're going to do.
Now, Dave, I know that with getting as many ideas of, new things, and that's how it starts. I mean, I know, having a conversation with Kathy Zier, that it was one of her wellness consultants that merged Nikan with the LifeWare Corporation to introduce us to the Kins and Cookware a year ago. So it does start there. So there's no such thing as a bad idea or a bad suggestion, although I know that, when Sean Catmull and I served on a product committee years ago, him wanting, because of a premature hair loss, him wanting a, far infrared, radiant, heat producing hair dryer, you kind of looked at him with, head tilted a little bit, going, no, Sean. So there are some.
Well, Sean's an interesting guy. He is a youngster, and I met him years ago, and even at that tender age, he didn't have any hair. But I think it's indicative of where we try to go. Of course, we realize that we have a number of core technologies, the magnetics being the primary one in the beginning. That's where it all started with the mag steps. I consider the magnetism and magnetic energy to be an energy of alignment or realignment. We have the far infrared energy, and I just want to take an opportunity to tell people that this nourishing energy that we have and that we incorporate into so many of our products is still a prime focus for us. And people are worried, and people have voiced their chagrin to me about some of the products that have been phased out. And I just want to tell people without equivocation that the far infrared and far infrared technologies continue to be a major focus for Nikan. We continue to look, and I search for ways, smart ways and meaningful ways for us to expand that category. It's not going away. If anything, it's going to grow.
Okay, Dave. Dave, on that note, and I think because you opened up the can of worms on this, I'm going to hit some of these questions that I'm looking at, and several of them kind of the same thing, and then we can bounce back to the Power Mag, the Cardio Strides, and the Bella Passion jewelry that was just introduced last month. On the far infrared, Susan Vandegrift and Sally and Mike from Stafford, Texas, both asked about the far infrared technology. The personal comfort pad, Susan's concern is it going away? Can't order it? What happened? Maybe you could address that by stating what, you know, Bob Richards has been doing for the last couple of years as far as product inventory, product control, that thing, and then also right in with that, talking about comforters that don't have the magnetic technology in it. So people, Sally asked people that utilize a heart pacemaker or something that's inside of them that, where was that word? There it is, defibrillators or pacemakers. They utilize the mag steps in the shoes, but they got a gal who's 83 years young and concerned, you know, about getting a magnet right over that area. So far infrared, the comforters, what's going on with the personal
let me start by saying that as far as the pacemakers are concerned, there are two types of pacemakers. There are demand sensing type pacemakers, which most pacemakers today are made up of, and they essentially have two settings. One is just pacing, where you probably get 70 jolts a minute that it stimulates your heart to beat. And then the flip side is when you flip that switch over, it is demand sensing, which means there's a little computer in there that monitors whether or not your heart is beating regularly or not. And if it is, it doesn't do anything. It just sits there and monitors. But if it detects an irregularity, that's when it kicks in and stimulates to get you back on the correct path. And it's that switch that goes back and forth in these pacemakers that is actually actuated by a magnet. It's actuated by a magnetic field, and it can be flipped on and off going through the metal detector at an airport. So it doesn't take a whole lot of magnetic energy in order to activate that switch. So it is crucial that people with pacemakers make sure that they do stay away from magnetic products, whether there are products or whether there are other products that are out there, and other kinds, even non-medical products or non-Meekin products or non-wellness products. There are lots of things out there that have some fairly heavy magnets in there, and they have to be careful. So it is important for people to know that if somebody they love has a pacemaker, that they do stay away from the magnetic products, including quilts. And are we still on? Dan? Okay. I'm going to assume I'm still on here. I heard clicking and popping, and I thought for a second maybe you didn't like what I was saying, and you
acting thing up in my African language, you know, the clicking and the popping from the government. Well, on that note, regarding the personal comfort pads, or, you know, even this is the most hot, you know, no pun intended, most hot question when it comes to products that we've had and then disappearing, the long johns, and you know, we always have to bring it up. When we have an existing product that in our mind seems to be a very popular item, and yet then it just kind of disappears or it just kind of runs its course, where are we at on that, Dave? I mean,
well, two things happened with the long johns. The first is that the demand is not as strong as it was in the beginning. And one of those reasons, and this is a classic example. You know, we get a lady who called the other day, and she says, "I love these long johns. I swear by these long johns. They're the greatest product around. And how come you guys are not carrying them anymore?" And then the question is, yes, ma'am, we understand that. We appreciate that. How many sets of long johns do you have? She has two. When was the last time you bought a pair? 6 years ago. And so without trying to be cute, in some senses we're victims of our own technology in that the long johns are great. The long johns are extremely effective, and they last forever.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like they're disposable, and it's not like people are buying one every a set or two every season. They don't. But be that as it may, we do believe in the category. We do believe in the product. We are busily at work developing an analog to the Long Johns that we used to have and the Long Johns that everybody loves. And the focus of the direction that we're going is more akin to, I don't know if you know the product or not, an Under Armour approach, so that instead of embodying the far infrared in strictly a t-shirt top and a long john bottom, we're looking more at undergarment that could be worn not just for skiing and sitting by the fire, but also for people who are active and who do regular exercise.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about, and I know exactly when you mentioned that, a good dear friend of ours is a designer at Nike, and we had him up for dinner a few weeks ago, and he brought, Nike employee bearing gift, and brought Stacy a shirt that was built out of that same technology you talk about,
uh-huh.
Under Armour technology, and the most comfortable, everybody swears by it. So, again, I have to answer this because Susan will be typing me another email and saying, okay, what happened to the personal comfort pad?
What we're doing now, and this is part of the answer with the Long Johns. When we select products, or when we determine whether or not products should continue, of course we look at demand, and if the demand is sufficient, but things go south with a supplier, whereas maybe they get in financial trouble, or maybe they have to raise prices to the point where when we pass those cost increases along, it becomes ridiculous. And so where we are with the Long Johns right now is, and with the personal pad, is looking at ways to source it so that it can be accessible. And when I talk about the product, accessible from a financial standpoint, when I talk about the products, and I get these, I get all these ideas and suggestions coming in, the very first criteria is, does it fit with the Neekin mindset? Does it fit with the Neekin philosophy and the five pillars? And assuming it does, is it unique? Is it something that we can own? Is it something that we can control and can be proprietary to us? Because obviously, if we come out with a product and 3-4 months later you see it in sharper image, we're in trouble. Mm. So, we have to own it. And then, obviously, it has to be a quality product. It has to be obtainable and sourceable from a manufacturer that knows what they're doing, is reliable, and is trustworthy. And last but not least, it has to be good value. It has to be, make sense from a dollars and cents point. And you can't do infrared socks. You can't do cardio socks if they cost $100 a pair. And there comes a point where you have to go out and resource products that you want to continue, whether it's the personal pad or the Long Johns, so that you're not only getting technology that is consistent with the expectations of the Neekin community, but also that is financially makes sense and is of good value.
Well, and you bring up a good point that a lot of us don't in the field don't often think about, the fact that Neekin as a company does not manufacture these products. You, as you mentioned, you seek out vendors that produce. Neekin is more of the in charge of the research and development, and you
right.
and the screening of all these different consumer demand products that we will definitely want, but then finding the right ones. And we've got people that $16 for a pair of socks. I had lunch with a gentleman 2 weeks ago. I said, but John, how long ago did you buy those socks?
No,
it's been 8 years. And I'm like, and they still work. Well, yeah, you got a point there, man. And I'm like, well, of course.
And he's washed them twice. It's a tightrope. It's kind of a tightrope in a sense, and yes, you're absolutely right. What we do here is we define and we specify what we want from the product, and then we go out and find a partner who has the expertise and the equipment to go ahead and produce it for us. But nothing is static and prices go up and prices go down, both of raw materials as well as labor, and the list goes on and on. And so we have to change and adapt to that. As those things perturb, we say, okay, do we want to continue with the product? And if the answer is yes, then sometimes we're faced with challenges where we have to go out and resource it, which means we pretty much start from scratch with a specification saying, all right, who can make this? Where can we get it done? And we have to understand that no matter where we go, whether it's Canada, the U.S., Japan, there are good suppliers and there are suppliers who are questionable. And so we have to go through the entire exercise where we not only have to evaluate their expertise, but also whether or not they're going to give us consistent quality product and what's going to happen with raw materials down the line.
Mm-hmm. Dave, on the subject of, you know, a consumable type product, and, you know, this is the common thing I learned as a kid watching my grandfather and my dad put on a type of gutter that had a 50-year guarantee just on the metal, just underneath the stock that we form the gutters into. And I said, Dad, we're putting ourselves out of business here because 50 years is a long time. And he showed me the board with, you know, 15 trucks at one point. Said, oh, you don't see us, you know, being bored here, do you? I'm like, no. Al Sagala asked the question, you know, regarding like the promo pads, the mini, the flex, the band, the strip. How long do those last? And is there a different life in the magnetic pieces, the EQL magnetic pieces that are in the beds or the, you know, any of our products? Is there a lifetime on those, or are they pretty much you know, a forever strength magnet?
There are a couple ways for me to answer this. First of all, we have some magnetic products that are ferrite based. Now, everything we have are static magnets. We don't use electromagnets. So all of these materials that are magnetic have been induced to have a magnetic field by aligning their molecules so that they all point in the same direction. And when they do that, they band together in order to form this flux flow, which is the magnetic energy, which is the magnetic field, where the direction of the flow, you know, is going from north to south, and you've all seen pictures of that. So there are some products like the minis and the flexes, which are ferromagnetic, which means the magnetic species that's in there that we go through great lengths to magnetize in the EQL design are iron-based. They're based on ferrite. And those, if you treat them right, that magnetic energy will last for a very long time. When I say a very long time, that means that you and I will long be with our maker before they lose their magnetic field. Having said that, particularly with ferrite-based, with iron-based magnets, there are things that you can do to abuse them. Getting them wet, heating them up, cooling them down doesn't have much of an effect, but mechanical shock does. So if you were to take your mini and bang it with a hammer repeatedly, you wouldn't eliminate the magnetic field, but you would diminish it significantly. So if you treat them with respect, the materials on the outside, like the foil and the far infrared and the other laminates that are stuck to the magnet, that are glued to the magnet, will be gone way before the magnetic field.
Yeah. Which is a good common practical sense for anything that, you know, we purchase, regardless whether it's from Nikon or from any, you know, if we take good care of it. Like Dennis and Ruth always said to us when we were first getting started, that, you know, you take good care of these things, you'll be able to pass them on to your, you know, kids and your grandkids. And
I think that's absolutely true, and particularly from a magnetic standpoint, it is true. There's no doubt that the magnetic energy and the magnetic field is going to last. But, you know, let's look at the magnet charger that people use in their homes, strap it onto the cold water conduit. You put that in place and sell your house, and the next three or four owners, it's going to be good to go.
Let's switch gears here totally, and Joe Bishop, who has contributed many product ideas to you from the D.C. area, regarding osteodents, he's, you know, I think Dr. Naidu, who one of the other the other geek, as you mentioned, indicated smokers and athletes needed this product more so than others.
Sure.
Why is that, and do you have any information as to that subject that you can share on the SAL program? And I have no idea what that means. So
SAL.
Yeah, Samantha Alabama Larry program.
SAL. Does that have to do with the Sopranos?
Not quite sure. I'm at a loss. So maybe we'll have to address that one later. But why the original one, smokers and athletes?
Here's what Dr. Knight was talking about. For the bio-replenishment concept, we are making biochemicals naturally. We source nutrients from the outside world. These are the foods we eat. These are the supplements that we consume. If people are taking medicines, they're also the pharmaceuticals that we ingest. And we process those things from the outside and break them down into building blocks and packets of energy and all those good things. And we use those building blocks to make molecules for our own bodies. We make them ourselves. And these can be DNA, it can be hormones, it can be proteins, it can be enzymes, and the list goes on and on. And what the bio-replenishment concept is about is taking these biochemicals, these natural compounds that your body would normally make, and putting them back in so that they're in sufficient quantity and sufficient balance to do what they were intended to do. Now, when you're 18, at age 18 to 25, you're at your prime physical peak, and you're hitting on all cylinders, and your body is making these replenishments at the optimum rate, so that you're making enough of these replenishments to go ahead and replace what your body uses every day. As we get older, and in the case of osteodense, women over 35, particularly if they've had children, men over 40, our bodies naturally, as part of the natural aging process, stop producing these replenishments in sufficient quantities, so that we begin to deteriorate. And instead of, I mean, we're going to withdraw 1.2 to 1.5 grams of minerals, including calcium and phosphorus and others, from our bone mass every day. We have to, because we have to use those minerals in order for things to function. And if we don't put it back, then we are going to run a deficit and we'll end up with osteoporosis. So what our bio-replenishment compounds do is make sure that the calcium that we take in through our foods, through our supplements, the phosphorus that we take in through our foods and through our supplements get built back onto that bone, so that we run even, so that we don't take out more from the bone than we're putting back. And that, again, this depletion of the replenishments as we get older is a natural function, and we can go ahead and augment that. But there are other things that can cause us to run negative on the replenishment side. There are negative pressures that can come to bear. Physical, super physical activity, like, you know, a guy runs a marathon, he is going to put stress on his skeletal system, which is going to make him a prime candidate for osteodense. Someone who abuses their body by smoking or by drinking a lot is also going to put extreme negative pressure on their skeletal system and will be a prime candidate for osteodense. And that's what Dr. Knighty was talking about. People who, if you live in an environment that is highly polluted, like, say, Mexico City, where the air is so thick you can cut it with a knife because of all the particulates and the organic and inorganic gases there, these are negative pressures that are put on your body and, in particular, put on your skeletal system so that, again, you become a prime candidate for osteodense. That make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense to me. And as you're sharing that, I'm scanning through the the September-October issue of Living Well magazine, ours just arrived yesterday in the mail, and page 11 addresses several of these questions. But this is the what I call the non-wellness consultant, you know, business builder side, the one, the opposite of Mac and Pat, you know, flip it over. But first 24, 25 pages is packed with information just like what you're talking about, and I think it's our responsibility to go through it. Matter of fact, on page 17, there's a beautiful mugshot of yourself. Looks like you're about to take a big gasp of air or something. I'm not quite sure.
Is that the prom picture? Is that the
I don't think this is the prom picture.
Okay.
If you had that much hair on your face when you were in high school, man, we were in trouble. But the article on the Power Mag and the whole biaxial technology, I think it was really just exposing people to that. Matter of fact, I added 10 of these magazines onto our auto ship yesterday just so we'd have them. Dealing with that subject with the Power Mag, Winter from Victoria, British Columbia, well, first I have to read this first sentence because it's not a question. She wrote, "Hi, and thank you, Dave, for all your incredible knowledge, work, innovations, quality and quality control, and humor." I guess she thinks you're a funny guy. "I love the Power Mags. I had two totally stop working the week that the Power Mag was released. She's reluctant to let it go, even though she's got an RMA number, because she mentioned that with the new Power Mag, there seems to be a lot of vibration. Now, the Power Mag was louder. We had some described it as a B&O freight train, but there wasn't a vibration. So, you know, is the lesser of two evils or what? I mean,
there is, you know, there's, I don't really understand. I've looked at thousands of these Power Mags at this point, and of course there's going to be some variation in how much they vibrate. Some will vibrate a little bit more than others, but on average, the typical Power Mag doesn't vibrate any more than the Palm Mag. And let me say a little bit about the vibration. For every quarter turn of the magnetic sphere, it is seeing another opposing magnet. And that's what causes it to flip. So it's being rotated mechanically on one axis, and then it's being caused to rotate on the other axis by being repulsed by the magnets at north, call it north and south, or call it east and west, call it opposite ends of the rotational spectrum there. And every time the magnet from the sphere encounters one of these stationary opposing magnets, there is a repulsive force, and it is actually the magnetic inertia that's causing that little bit of vibration.
Okay.
But it is not, I mean, to me, and, you know, we've done tremendous amounts of testing on this product, on the design itself. We've sent them out in the field for people to use, and some people have had them for a year.
Oh,
and
wow.
Have been using them. And we do get comments. Some people say, "I love the vibration." Some people say, "I didn't notice the vibration." Other people say, "Gee, it seems like it vibrates more." I would say that there is some inherent vibration there, but I would tell Winter she should get the Power Mag and try it. I don't think she'll find that it vibrates to any degree, and she's going to say, "Oh, what's all the fuss about?"
Well, I know that our youngest daughter, Emily, turned it into quite the mechanical tool the other day when she flipped it on, turned the speed all the way up, and then set a stuffed animal on top of it so you could not see the Power Mag, and so the stuffed animal moved across the floor in an interesting pattern, and I was waiting for Stacy to walk up the stairs from the basement and absolutely, you know, bust a gasket watching the stuffed animal come to life. So it turned it into a kid's toy. And that was on the carpet, not even on the hardware or the hardwood floor. A couple more here that I want to get to before we run out of time. The Aquaport, Sharon Simmons from Lenexa, Kansas, asked about, she did a health fair recently.
Yeah.
Person there wanted to know if we could use the Aquaport for lake water. And she said, in view of the fact that it was first introduced in Mexico, I guess that means Mexico has bad water, who would ever thought? Can we do that? Can we put lake water? I mean, I know how I'd answer that question, but you're the expert, so go ahead.
I would say as long as the water that you're putting into the system is potable, then the answer is yes, you can. A lot of people travel. When I lived back in Connecticut, I had well water, and that's another question that comes up all the time. Can I use well water in my aquaphor? And the answer is yes, as long as the water that you're putting in is potable. Potable means that you can drink it without processing it, and that the microbial level is sufficiently controlled that you won't get sick.
Okay.
You cannot rely on the aquaphor to reduce the level of microbes to make the water drinkable. It has to be potable from a microbial standpoint before you process it.
Well, I know I answered this question 2 days ago with a brand new wellness consultant. It simply was the standpoint of, you know, any of NECAM's water filtrating devices or any, you know, water filtration device that's out there on the market can only do so much with what you start with. And if you're at the top of the Mississippi River, you know, further north in the states, you're going to have a whole different quality of water in that river than if you're down at the bottom coming into
that's
the
right.
Gulf. You know, how many times? You know, has it been recycled?
You know, for people who are in who are on the road, some people traveling to Africa, some people traveling to India, some people traveling to Mexico, they want to know if they can use our filtration products on the road and feel like we're going to make their water safe. And my answer to them is very simple, and that is, if you're in an area that you don't know about and you're not sure of the water, then what you can do is you can go to REI, Co-op, or a camping place, or Sears, and you can buy iodine tablets to put in there, or you can use chlorine bleach in order to kill the microbes, and you can treat the water beforehand, and then when you process it through the aquaphor or through our other filtration devices, you will remove the bad taste, you will remove the odor, you will remove the disinfectant that you used in order to kill the bugs, and you'll be sure that what you're drinking is safe. I think
Stacy and I did that when before we got Emily, when McKenna, Stacy and I traveled to India utilizing iodine, putting it actually
right.
in the water bottle before we drank the water, you know, in India, because it did have a peculiar taste. However, I mean, you know, as they said in the Ganges River, they said, oh,
yeah.
there's no microbiotic, you know, animals in there, because they won't swim in that river. It's too dirty.
But, you know, well, I think, you know, that's certainly, if you've ever been there and use your olfactory senses, you can close your eyes and know which direction the Ganges is. But, you know, the other thing that I want to say is people say, well, gee, if I look at the pore size, and I know that a parasite, or I know, you know, Tryptosporidium or whatever, I know that E. coli is this big, and I know that our pore size is smaller than that. I should be able to filter this stuff through and exclude the E. coli. And the problem is, we don't know what the contaminants are in the water. We don't know what the microbes are. You're fly fishing in Colorado, and you've got 100 head of steer upriver that are crossing. You don't know what's in that water. And in fact, if it happens to be a virus, and you mentioned the Ganges has hepatitis contamination in it, which is a virus. They are extremely small things to try to get out. And in fact, if you try to rely on porosity exclusion coefficients in order to keep that stuff back, you're going to be in bad shape, because the viruses are going to squeeze through, and you're going to get sick. So the best way to approach it, if you're not sure about the water source, or you think it may be contaminated and not potable, is to use a disinfectant like chlorine or iodine. Make sure that you have the microbes under control, then go ahead and filter it, and you'll take out the bad taste and the odor.
Okay. One last thing that was submitted by Suzanne Steele from up in New England, and this is not so much a question, or really a suggestion. Regarding the products that we were introduced to last fall, the Kinko Air system, the sleep system, the water improvements, the under the counter and above counter,
mm-hmm.
the cookware, can we get the DVDs we have available now with the microsites? Can we get those video clips available to us that we had from a year ago added to what we, you know, maybe we should get Doug Braun on the call and have fire some suggestions at him. But is that something that is not too far outside the stretch of the imagination?
You're talking about getting we had video snippets for the Kinko Air, the LifeWear, in the under over counter.
Right. We want to get that.
You want to get those snippets back on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it done.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Well, I know Suzanne. Many, many hundreds of other people will be eternally grateful. Dave, let's talk about in the few minutes that we have remaining, because I have people that literally send me hate mail if I run too much past 45 minutes here. And to answer a question that you had at the beginning of the call before we got started, there's 183 listening in right now. So on the note of technology, where we're going, if we had to boil down those four quadrants, again, rest and relaxation, fitness, environment, and nutrition, knowing that the wellness home is comprised of all four, we can't, you know, one is really not more important than the other, although, as I mentioned before, you know, you got the Jade Green Enzymes is our most popular product as far as sales. In the amount of time that you spend in your lab there at headquarters, is there a particular focus that you see as the hot spot, the thing that you see this thing to, and I remember being there last March and walking in and seeing a very really cool looking prototype of an existing product that we have, and your words to me was, you're not supposed to see that, and I quickly put two and two together what it was and, you know, why it would be better. But is there a particular area?
Which product was that?
Yeah, see, I swore that I wouldn't tell anybody. Well,
okay.
It has something to do with breathing. I'll just put it that way.
All right. Let's look at the quadrants. I think it's pretty logical to realize that technology changes extremely rapidly, and what's available today will be transcended in a year or two or three. So you can go ahead, it doesn't take a lot of divination to say, all right, which products have we had out for 4, 5, 6 years? Which ones can we expect to not only be transformed, but upgraded and translated into a representation of contemporary, up-to-date, leading-edge technologies? And so I think that you can go ahead and look and say, all right, well, you know, we've got the challenges in the environment, the challenges for any good wellness home to meet have not only not changed, they've grown, they haven't resolved. The air quality inside our homes has not gotten any better. The air quality outside has not gotten any better. The use of various kinds of building materials and materials for plasticizers for carpet and wallpaper, and the building materials that are used to build our homes that leach out every day haven't changed. And if anything, it's gotten worse. And so our ability to be able to remediate the ill effects of living in an industrialized society are as big a challenge, if not bigger today, than they were 4 or 5 years ago.
Sure. Well, that you're continually working and modifying and making better. This has been, you know, the 15 years that I've been with the company, everything continually gets better. And I explain to people, you know, even the mag steps that I have in my shoes, the original pair that were always deemed as the Japanese version, they're completely antiquated. I mean, they're antiques because the new mag steps that we have been changed 4 times over in that tenure that I've been at the company. So you take something as simple as you're talking about the pollutants in the Air Wellness Power 5. What was it, a year and a half ago, you modified and tweaked it so the cover was held on by actual magnets. Imagine that.
But we did more than that. I'm sure you're aware that besides making a change that was in direct response to the field, where they said, hey, Dave, it's great, but, you know, when it comes time for us to vacuum the front of that pre-screen, or it comes time for us to change the filters, this thing is a pain in the neck to get open and closed. And we looked at it and said, oh, what are these people talking about? And we said, you know, they're right, and we need to change it. And so we did. But beyond that, that's cosmetic, and then to a certain extent, it's slightly functional. But, you know, it's not something you open and close very often. So it's not. It was something that needed to be done, but it wasn't something that was imperative. But when we took a look at the advances in technology, particularly with filtration, we upgraded those filters so that we get enhanced performance that fit right into the original Power 5.
And, no, I, you know, Yeah, and I remember receiving our filters shortly after that when we replaced a couple of them, and I thought, wow, this is a totally new technology. And I don't think it's any different than as a parent. You're constantly, I mean, if you've got good kids, if you've got little morons, it's a different story. But if you've got kids that you truly love, you're always seeking ways to bless them and to impact their life and make it better. And it's really not a big trouble or nuisance on your part to do that. And NECAN is no different for us as, reps out in the field, that you're constantly looking for ways to improve it. Never having the attitude of, well, those guys, got it good. Look at their lives have changed. They get paid enough. We don't need to change anything. Let's just sit back and, who brought the Monopoly or, Risk? Let's
right.
play another board game.
Right.
You're constantly, looking at ways.
And I have to say that, my children are all, two of them, I have three, two of them graduated from college last year, and my daughter, who's my youngest, is a senior in college this year. So we're and I know that your children are young.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I can tell you from my experience is they're all geniuses until they start school.
To answer my question, is there a particular hot spot for you that you get excited about as far as the product technologies of where things are going that really is dear to your heart that you pour yourself into?
Well, I think there are two aspects. The first is that the core products that we're looking at, and again, I don't mean to be redundant, but when you look at the magnetics and you look at what's possible to do there, particularly with the new ceramic materials that exist today, and you say, is EQL as far as we can take it? I don't know the answer to that, but it's worth exploring and it's worth looking at and it's worth seeing what we can do. I work pretty closely with the brothers Beauvais of New Magnetics, and we have great arguments, and we have great meetings, and we have great brainstorming sessions to see what we can do to take magnetic energy to the next level. So that's something that's near and dear to me that I'm committed to. On the flip side, I know Narayan Naidu very well. He's a good friend of mine, and we also have those intellectual arguments that are very fruitful and very stimulating on the bio-replenishment side. And I think that with Dr. Naidu's commitment to not only develop new formulations, but to put those formulations into controlled, double-blind clinical tests, we can certainly see more development in that area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you wholeheartedly because, the magnetics are fantastic, the far infrared. We look at all the PIMAG, water technology. However, if we don't have the complete wellness home atmosphere and we're not putting the right nutrients inside. And one of the things I'm going to send out this week with my weekly email is I'm fascinated, and I bumped into a gentleman the other day whose wife spends $300 a week on groceries.
Right.
And I'm like, for a family of four or five, I can't remember how many kids they had, but it's not that big. And I'm like, this is ludicrous.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we're not getting the right nutrients and they don't have the wellness home environment. So the atmosphere is not the right setting, so the quantity has to be provided in order to get to the minimal amount of quality, and so it's just fascinating.
Well, and I think that when you realize that there's not a lot that you and I can do about the simple fact that I'm with the former George Bush, the first George Bush, on broccoli. I'm not a big fan of broccoli, but I eat it because I know it's good for me. And when I look back and I say, you know what, the broccoli that my parents used to buy, or my parents' parents used to buy when they were kids, at the grocery store or at the local farmer's market and bring home and slightly steam and serve to the kids, had about 60% more nutrients in it than even the organic broccoli that you can buy today. And it's a fact of life. It has to do with soil depletion. It has to do with the environment. It has to do with how these species have been brought along. So that even if you eat right, even if you spend $300 a week for food for your husband and your two kids, you aren't getting the nutrients that you used to get, and you aren't getting the nutrients that you need, even if you do the recommended number of servings of fruits and vegetables, even if you do follow the pyramid the way you're supposed to, you still need to supplement.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's one of those things that you know, we all can improve a little bit. Just exactly what you're doing there is improving on what we already have, and we can all. There's never a position where we can say we've arrived. We don't need to do anything else. We don't need to modify. We don't need to change. We don't need to pursue a higher degree of excellence. And that's why we love you so much, Dave. And I appreciate the fact that you took time out of a Saturday morning and actually came into the office. I can't believe you did that. You know.
That's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to do, and I thank you again for the book and for forwarding that to me, and I will read it and digest it and give you my give you a short summary of my feelings on it.
Well, we're looking forward to that, and I know there's a lot of people out in the field that trust your judgment, they trust your opinion because of the insight and even your humor that gets thrown in there as well, believe it or not. Dave, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being part of the team, because it makes our job so much easier.
It's my pleasure to do, and if you want to have me back again, I'll be glad to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't, could you change the time? Saturday's fine. How about 4 in the afternoon? That'd be good.
right in the middle of a college football game? Absolutely not. I don't know.
Oh.
A lot of people. Lose a lot of folks on that one. So,
all right.
Well, again, Dave, thank you so much. Just want to remind everybody that the next two Saturdays, I know some of you are going to panic now, but because this Saturday morning call is your life, much like mine. But next weekend is the Rhythm of Neken events all over the place. I think there's 75-plus venues, and everybody should be within 2-4-hour driving distance of one of these incredible events. You need to get yourself there. We will not be doing a call. As a matter of fact, Brad will not even be playing a call at this hour, because everybody needs to be at one of these events. And then the following weekend, the 24th of November, is Thanksgiving weekend. And we will not be having a call as well, because Stacy and I and the girls will be enjoying Thanksgiving in New York City this year, something we've always been wanting to do. So no call for the next two Saturdays. We will commence again on December 1st with Tim Nihul, who is a new President's Club member, Platinum. He's also a trained motivational speaker, and I know that the stories that Tim will bring to the call will be something that will change your life forever. So again, get to take the next 2 weeks off because of the holiday and because of the Rhythm of Neken event. So don't forget that, and I will pop out an email just to remind everybody in case we do. But looking forward to seeing several of you out there and about at the Rhythm Neken event, and I will be in Connecticut later this month as well. So looking forward to meeting up with you guys. So have a fantastic weekend, and looking forward to hearing the stories from next weekend at the Rhythm event. And you guys, thanks again for being on the call. We'll talk to you later. Bye.